This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States charged today that the Iranian general it killed, Qasem Soleimani, was planning to carry out a series of imminent attacks against U.S. targets, including embassies and military bases. The charge came from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, though he gave few particulars. Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also announced details on President Donald Trump's promised new economic sanctions on Tehran. Here is Mnuchin.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
Secretary Pompeo said he believes Iran had the intention of killing Americans in its missile strikes on a pair of bases in Iraq. In fact, there were no casualties. The U.S. is all but officially blaming Iran for the downing of a Ukrainian jetliner outside Tehran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Canadian, Australian, and British leaders had already announced similar intelligence conclusions, adds Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile.
Various leaders have said it appears to have been an unintentional surface-to-air missile strike. Iran, though, says no missile hit the plane. Pompeo says an investigation will continue to see who's right.
When we get the results of that investigation, I am confident we and the world will take appropriate actions in response.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran today denied allegations it was responsible for the crash and the loss of 176 lives. The head of the country's aviation department called on the United States and Canada to make public what evidence they claim to have. 63 of the victims were Canadian citizens. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says it's been invited to take part in the investigation. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Vadim Pristaiko today said he wants the airliner's black boxes examined in Ukraine. Pristaiko also said Iran had granted Ukrainian investigators access to the crash site. From Washington,